In the new movies California and True Romance, poor young couples from the Rust Belt head out to California a step ahead of the good or bad guys who pursue them. Subbing film critic Kevin Whitehead says one film aims to be deep and comes out dumb. The other is cheerfully stupid and fun to watch.
In the movie California, artsy young Brian and Carrie, who dress in black and are way too hip for Pittsburgh, are heading west to visit the haunts of America's favorite mass murderers and serial killers. They're working on a picture book. To share expenses, they take along two riders, one of whom, unluckily, is a serial killer on the lam. He's a redneck with an IQ of 7, the portentous name Early Grace, a perpetual squint that probably comes from staring into the sun, and a girlfriend who's not nearly as bright as him. This couple is played by Brad Pitt and Juliette Lewis with all the showy condescension Hollywood stars can muster. Not that the script gives them much choice.
Early?
Yeah.
Will you tell me more about California?
Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. One thing, people think faster out there on account of all that warm weather. Cold weather make people stupid. That's a fact.
I guess that explains why there's so many stupid people around here.
It sure does. You know what else?
What?
Never have to buy no fruit on account it's all on the trees everywhere you turn. And they ain't got no speed limits. I hear your first month's rent is free, state law. So I'm thinking until we get settled, we'll just move around from month to month. How'd that be with you, Mama?
The joke in California is that Brian, played by David Duchovny, prattles on about how serial killers live in the place between dreams and reality, while Early is very down to earth. He just kills because he's bored, ticked off, or low on cash. If California has a message, it's that serial killers are as individual as you and me. But since the people who made the film know as little about poor folk and sociopaths as Brian does, it's all pretty thin and schematic. There's barely anyone in this movie. All the secondary characters are either murder victims or lucky survivors. And since the four principals are tiresome, you don't much care who lives or dies. If California has no one in it, Tony Scott's film True Romance has everybody. Christopher Walken as a mafia don, Gary Oldman as a white guy who thinks he's black, Dennis Hopper, Bronson Pinchot, Unforgiven's Anna Thompson and Saul Rubinek, and Brad Pitt as a zonked out hippie. When it comes to portraying stereotypes, this guy's a one-man village people. Our bottom-feeding young couple this trip are trying to sell some stolen mob cocaine in Hollywood. Christian Slater is Clarence, who talks to Elvis in bathrooms, and the amazing Patricia Arquette is Alabama, who's from Florida. With one short conversation when they meet, they become more real than California's trailer trash ever get.
What are your turn-ons?
Mickey Rourke. Man, I can appreciate the finer things in life, like sugar. Elvis's voice. Kung Fu, pie.
Turn-offs?
Turn-offs.
Mm-hmm.
Persians.
Do you have a fella?
Ask me that one a little bit later.
These two aren't exactly nice, but they're endearing. Even the thugs and cops out to nail them admire their spunk. True Romance, written by Reservoir Dogs mastermind Quentin Tarantino, goes way over the top, over and over. The Marx Brothers stateroom scene is restaged with assault weapons, and the body count is impressive. But as the movie keeps insisting, in Hollywood people say, "I'll kill you," just trying to get your attention. In the end, True Romance is surprisingly sweet and funny, a violent date movie. It gets to that place between dreams and reality that other picture only talks about.
Kevin Whitehead usually reviews jazz for Fresh Air.